All right, so we are recording now, and David, I'm sorry, will you remind me of your title?
Vice President at Moberly Area Economic Development.
All right, now, David, Moberly is kind of the hub for part of a huge project. Will you talk to me a little bit about what's been brought into your area?
Well, we're very pleased that the Enbridge Pipeline folks chose Moberly as a central point for the construction crews that are working on the Flanagan Pipeline going from Oklahoma to the Chicago area, passing through western and north central, and then through northeast Missouri on its way into Illinois. And Moberly is the host for one of those regional offices that brings in all the workers and equipment and then sends it out into the field.
It's having a huge effect on your area. Will you talk a little bit about some of the unexpected consequences of having all these extra people in your area?
Well, we knew that as the pipeline went through Lafayette and Johnson County and into Saline through Sheridan and then over into our area in Randolph and then into Macon and Monroe counties and into Shelby County, that the influx of workers were going to have some real significant benefit to our hotel in the regions and our restaurants. But we've seen that economic impact extend into the small business community as well, which was a nice added bonus to having the project come through our part of Missouri.
And do you know if you'll ever be able to get any kind of numbers on how much this project did affect the community overall?
Well, I would suspect that there probably will be some economic impact that you can gauge by sales tax revenue through the various communities that have hosted the project, but I can tell you that the restaurants have added days of service. Typically where they were closed on Monday, they're now open for lunch and dinner on Monday. The hotels in the region have added staff to accommodate the need by the workers that are staying in the hotels, and we've actually even seen the small business like our cleaners and horse boarding facilities receive benefit from the folks that have come from all over the middle half of the country to work on this project.
And do you have any idea the numbers of extra people that are in your community?
My guess is there are about 400. It kind of fluctuates with the progress of the pipeline and the specific work that's being done. Some of those workers are short-term, here for a month or two or three, depending upon the process, and others are here for as much as a year and a half or longer as the project progresses and then is tested and is completed and the land reclamation part begins.
What's the Moberly area's population, so just to get an idea of how much these 400 extra people, like how much of a difference they make?
The population in Moberly is about 14,000, about 24,000 in Randolph County as well, so it's a nice boost. The payroll that the workers are receiving are trickling through the economy, not only in Randolph County, but we know that the folks in Macon County are seeing benefit from it in their hotels, and the rest of the region is benefiting from the project as well.
And do you know why the company chose Moberly to be this kind of a hub?
Well, as the pipeline progresses, you know, through Sheridan County and then on into northeast Missouri, Moberly was kind of a central point. The pipeline crosses U.S. Highway 63 in the northern part of Randolph County, and so there was the ability here to provide the services that the influx of folks were going to need. They have a pumping station and a storage facility over in Sheridan County near Highway 5 and Highway 24. And then there's another one, my understanding, over in Shelby County as it pushes the petroleum products north and east. So the site here in Moberly is situated between those two key points on the pipeline.
And do you know, are there any plans to do anything to welcome these temporary workers into your community while they're staying?
Oh, we've seen all kinds of folks doing just that. The signs out in front of the places like KB Tire Shop or some of the restaurants are welcoming them. I know the hotel and the hospitality folks and the Chamber of Commerce folks have been working to provide them information so that they can easily find things like the laundromat or the grocery stores. We've even had word that some of the local schools have seen a few children enrolled where some of the workers have brought entire families with them for their stay in north central Missouri.
Wow. David, do you have anything you'd like to add?
Well, we're really pleased, you know, that Enbridge is making this investment in their pipeline and that it's coming through our area, but not only in north central, but all the way over to the Kansas City area, we'll be seeing some benefit and economic stimulus from the project as it goes through Missouri and on into Illinois. So we think that Enbridge has been a good partner in the community, and we look forward to their continued stay here as a long-term corporate partner in all of northeast Missouri.